Three, two, one. Another Thursday morning Yelp with Michael. Howdy, hey.
What up, Dave?
It is sushi time. It's one of my favorite things of all time is sushi.
A sushi sensei, you say.
I could eat it every day if I could afford it.
I agree. I've been eating sushi since I was two.
Wow.
Little known fact.
That is impressive.
Grandma would ask me where I should go for my birthday, and I would say sushi.
You might like sushi more than me.
You know... It's a thing. It's very popular now. Everyone loves it. And we here are in the basin of all-you-can-eat goodness.
Now, and see, this is such a Reno thing that people from outside of Reno come and is like, it's all-you-can-eat? It's like, yeah, it's all-you-can-eat everywhere in Reno. And it's like, it's not like anywhere else.
No, it's not like anywhere else. I had some all-you-can-eat sushi places back in Florida before I moved out here.
Mm-hmm.
And once you realize the variety that you get here compared to what you get there, it's a whole other category. I mean,
I don't know why we love sushi so much, but I'm so glad we do, and it caters to us.
That's right. And it's probably one of the most polarizing topics in town if you try to pick a favorite. I mean, we were asked before your favorite was.
Yeah, and you go back and forth all over the place. So let's talk about what the Yelpers think is good.
Well, I'll talk about EG2.
Okay.
I like this one because it has teppanyaki, there's sushi as well, and it's a big restaurant. So if you've got a big party, a lot of these sushi restaurants are smaller, and it's hard, and the table service tends to suffer a little bit, but not at EG2. At EG2, you can get the same quality service at the table, the same food. Your orders come out right. That's been my experience, and 240 Yelpers agree.
Wow.
4 stars strong.
All right.
So next on the list, and that's down in Reno, next on the list is Jasmine, a restaurant that I visited for the first time in 5 years last week.
Mm-hmm.
But Yelper James C. had a great point. He talked about three specific people, Danny, Teresa, and David. David's now the manager. And Teresa, I got a chance to meet. And these people are passionate about their craft. They've been doing it for a long time, and they make great sushi. I would have to say the salmon skin hand roll is probably the best in the city.
Okay.
Also in this list, we'd be remiss without talking about Sushi Minato. Another favorite over there at Trader Joe's. The Joint Sushi and Grill in Sparks.
Yep.
Kind of a kooky theme, but and they got some really funny names like the Sexy Housewife. And also on this list is Tomo Sushi, opened by the original owner of Hiroba in Carson City.
And this place is new.
Newish. And everyone says this is easily the best in Carson City, but because it's Kwan's restaurant, it's well known as a quality sushi shop, if you're in the Carson area, you should make a visit.
I will do that.
But also honorable mention to Oceano.
Yeah, well, that's one of my favorites because it's so affordable. If you get the Peppermill card, you can walk out of all-you-can-eat sushi for like $15-16.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
So Sushi Pier is the cover photo, and if you haven't seen it, you should check it out.
Okay.
All right, so it's still Reno Craft Beer Week, but let's talk about eating bugs.
I don't want to talk about eating bugs. That sounds horrible.
No, Bug Buffet at the Wilbur D. May Center over there in Rancho San Rafael.
Oh, this is where they cook up bugs?
Yeah, they're going to be cooking up bugs on Saturday, April 25th from 4 to 6 p.m. You can buy tickets. It's a really interesting experience. I traveled China. I ate a bunch of them. They taste like Fritos.
Okay. Okay. I believe you.
And this Sunday, April 26th is Earth Day.
Yay!
It's a big deal.
Totally.
Reno loves to celebrate Earth Day, and for good reason. Yep. So a big party at Idlewild Park.
The X-Tent will be out there. Come by. We'll be giving away a bunch of plastic. Well, plastic and CDs.
That's good.
Okay.
Good. So that, and you've also got Backwash this weekend over at Aces Ballpark.
Uh-huh.
And this is a homebrew competition. For those that don't know, it's very well attended. There are quite a few homebrewers bringing out their best entries for you to try. And you actually get to vote on the Yelper's Choice Award this year.
Okay.
So just by coming in, we're going to be giving away tickets on Yelp.com. So check out yelp.com/events/Reno and subscribe to the weekly Yelp, yelp.com/weekly_Yelp.